India's Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee, said today that his government is seeking peace but is prepared to fight. He was speaking to Indian soldiers in Kashmir. He arrived in the disputed region yesterday. The same day, a moderate Kashmiri separatist leader was gunned down during a rally in Srinagar. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi that the leader's death increases fears of a possible war between India and Pakistan.
Abdul Ghani Loan's assassination was an inauspicious beginning to Prime Minister Vajpayee's three-day trip to Kashmir. Vajpayee went to the disputed region to speak with political leaders, visit troops, and meet with some of the wounded from last week's attack on an Indian army camp, which left more than 30 dead, and Vajpayee's government under growing pressure to respond militarily. India blames Pakistan-backed militants for that attack. Pakistan denies any involvement, but Prime Minister Vajpayee was talking tough today in an address to Indian troops near the line of control. Be ready for sacrifice, Vajpayee told the soldiers. Victory should be our goal because it is time for a decisive battle, and in this fight we have to achieve victory. We have to defend ourselves, Vajpayee said, and we are ready to do this. In addition to his thinly veiled warning to neighboring Pakistan, Vajpayee also expressed sadness at the death of Abdul Ghani Loan, who Vajpayee called a man of peace. Loan was a leader of the All Parties Hurriyat Conference, an umbrella organization of Kashmiri political and religious groups opposed to Indian rule in the country's only Muslim-majority state. He was considered a moderate within the Hurriyat and was one of only a few Hurriyat leaders who favored dialogue with the Indian government on Kashmir's future, a stance he repeated in an interview last month.
We should take more concrete steps to persuade both the countries to reach to this conclusion that the issue should be settled through a meaningful dialogue. This is a continuous process. We must go on talking.
Loan had also hinted he might be willing to take part in upcoming state elections, which most Hurriyat members say they will boycott. His talk of dialogue and possible participation was vehemently opposed by hardliners inside the Hurriyat conference. So was his insistence that foreign militants, those sent across by Pakistan, should not take part in the separatist struggle. There's been no claim of responsibility for his death. Indian officials, however, were quick to blame neighboring Pakistan. India's Deputy Home Minister ID Swamy saw the hand of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence Agency, or ISI.
This is another instance where the ISI activities, the Pakistan-sponsored terrorists, are playing havoc with the Kashmiris and with the peace process. He was a voice of reason and voice of peace. He was showing inclinations to join the democratic process.
Pakistan, though, blamed India for Loan's assassination. The latest example, said a Pakistani government statement, in the continuing reign of terror unleashed by the occupying forces in Indian-held Kashmir. Pakistan's information minister, Nisar Memon, hailed Loan as a Kashmiri freedom fighter and once more urged India to work with Pakistan to find a negotiated settlement of the Kashmir issue, the root cause of the current tension along the border. Nearly a million troops have been mobilized on both sides of the border after a series of militant attacks in the past 5 months. Though the U.S. and the European Union are urging restraint, the harsh rhetoric from the Indian side, including today's warning from Prime Minister Vajpayee, has many observers worried about a possible war. Pakistan's information minister, Nisar Memon, says he's hopeful war can be averted, but says it cannot be ruled out.
When two armies are standing so close and their fire is being exchanged, anything can happen, although Pakistan is still hopeful that it will not. Our forces are ready to defend every inch of the motherland.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw is headed for the region in a bid to help ease tension between the two nuclear-armed neighbors. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is scheduled to make a similar trip early next month. Meanwhile, heavy mortar and machine gun fire between Indian and Pakistani forces continued for the sixth straight day today across the line of control. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.